The whole bringing up sensitive topics deal. I got one more question for you before we let you go. It's an ESPN question. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the other day, ESPN made a very classy move by allowing Craig Sager, who's a sideline reporter for TNT in the NBA, to actually be the sideline reporter for their game in Game 6 tonight. So I thought that was a classy move. You know, everything going on behind the scenes with him and his personal life, that was great. But there's been kind of a misconception of ESPN over the last few years. We see, you know, a guy in Bill Simmons, who's one of the best, I may say, one of the best columnist journalists, was on, you know, NBA networks on ESPN covering games. He was let go. Magic Johnson was also let go. Colin Cowherd, I heard, had a sour ending between the relationship ESPN, went to Fox Sports, got a fat contract. Skip Bayless is leaving ESPN for Fox Sports in August. Another anchor that I used to love and respect. He went to Old Dominion University down here in the Southern Virginia. Jay Harris has also left ESPN to go to Fox Sports. So tell me, is there something, you know, going on behind the scenes about, you know, ESPN, or are they just looking for fresh new faces and trying to get rid of these old ones? Because I'm not understanding some of these moves, or were they just personal moves? I mean, I don't know. You have affiliation with ESPN. I was just kind of curious about that. Some of the biggest names that they had, you know, left them.
Okay, so big agreement on here.
Yeah.
Craig Sager, you know, with his battle with leukemia and all that stuff, absolutely, man.
Right.
You know, I mean, the guy has proven himself tried true, you know, as a very reliable analyst and sideline reporter. And, you know, and again, he should have had every right, you know, with no contract issues whatsoever to allow him to have that one-off contract with ESPN and do the thing. So, you know, obviously, you know, pray for him and his family and big Fox, you know, Craig Sager. So shout out to the Sager family. Now, when it comes to this industry, man, and this is something that you guys are going to are gonna learn very, very quickly.
Right.
Much money talks, man.
Yeah.
Money talks.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing about the, you know, on the money end is, you know, companies like Fox Sports, NBC Sports, all these other, you know, again, we'll call them juggernauts of this industry. You know, it's shocking, you know, how much money these organizations have.
Mm-hmm.
So, why did LeBron leave Cleveland to go to Miami that time number of years ago? Why did he do it? For the money, kid. You know, he was able to live in South Beach and get paid an absurd amount of money to play a game that he loved with a trio. And then when he finally saw that he could make more of an impact in Cleveland, you know, that's why he came back. So kind of lesson learned. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna tell you. I will bet you. Nah, I don't like betting. I would not be surprised if a lot of these guys come back. You know, I really wouldn't, because you know what? The grass isn't always greener on the other side. My agreement with ESPN is, I'm a subcontractor of them, you know, right?
Right.
So ESPN has no dictation on what Hit Project Radio does and where I go. They allow me permission to utilize their airwaves, following FCC regulations and all that great stuff that is able to expose a message, you know, of health, wellness, fitness, and athletics. So, you know, the whole thing about turnaround now is, you know, it is money talks. So, I'll guarantee you they're going to be making a ton more money,
right,
getting a lot more exposure. But I'll tell you guys, like, the exit strategy for Fit Project, my dream, my goal in life is to create a platform that is popular enough where one of these, you know, big time people, you know, HBO. HBO, that's another one.
That's where Bill Simmons went.
Yeah. A ton of money that throws at their sportscasters. Fox Sports, NBC, ESPN. You know, if